Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
If you have nothing to start with, I do.
I do have something, but it doesn't have to be the starter. So.
This is the drop dead day for Major League Baseball to reach agreement.
Yes, unless it's Tuesday.
Tomorrow,
and
yeah.
Then they,
right.
Yeah, it's all BS. They're trying to, you know what, the bad thing is, though, Manfred doesn't care if they lose 30 games. He'd rather not pay them. And, you know, all he's worried about is more playoff games because that's what the money, the TV money is tied to. But the other thing is the players have to be more realistic.
They're really misreading the public, Patrick.
Yeah,
there's no hue and cry for this.
No, and the other thing is there's nothing they can do to get the Falvies of the world who have all these analytics to give six-year contracts to 32-year-olds. Mm-hmm. Those days, the ship has sailed. Mm-hmm. The Albert Pujols, as great as he is, getting a 10-year contract for ungodly millions at age 32 is over. They're not going to do that anymore, and you can't convince the play. The players think those guys are getting screwed, and that they're not because
it's the economy.
It's not the economy. It's that they lose production. You know, they get to be 35 and they're fossils, and you're still paying them $25 million a year. So that's,
you're at your prime at about 27.
Clarky Griffith always said 25 to 28 is when you're at your best. Mm-hmm. Now, that was before the vitamins came along there in the 90s and 2000s.
I heard Buster over the weekend. It was a podcast I was listening to, and he basically said the same thing you are, saying the owners aren't going to give a damn if they – and this is – I'm paraphrasing, but he said the owners aren't going to care if they lose Gates in April because kids are in school and – people don't take their family to ball games anyway, and the players are the ones that are going to get bit. Right,
I know a lot of young people in my family circle who play baseball.
Yes.
They're involved in athletics. I have not heard a peep of any one of them.
No, and you see where it's displayed on websites and newspapers and stuff. It's on page 8. Ah, they're going to meet. Well, plus it's so silly. I think we made a little progress today. No, we went backwards today, man. Yeah, it was really hot. Nobody knows what the hell's going on. You know what, though? I'm getting on the bandwagon. 3 balls, 2 strikes.
No.
I'm getting on the bandwagon.
Is it just because you want this?
I want to get going.
Let's get her going.
I want to get going. I got to get.
What's 3-2?
Lowering the count.
Instead of four balls, he wants three.
So you got to swing the bat and you got to throw strikes, right?
Okay. Put the ball in play.
We got to get the ball in play, Rook.
You're taking out one of the most elemental.
Yes, you're changing the game.
Foundations
completely.
Of the game.
Yes, you are. The record book stops.
Right.
The day you do that.
Yeah, you're
anything
right.
That happened before that is a different era. It stops. But, you know, I'm old. I can't stay up that late. Come on, let's go here. We got to get this damn thing done in 2.5 hours. Come on, let's go here.
Greg Maddux, by the way, you mentioned the 3-ball count. Greg Maddux had a 3-ball count, I think, just over 300 times in his career.
Now,
177 of them were intentional walks.
And that's because we didn't have the Fox box.
That's true.
To show us.
He was still pretty damn good.
He was pretty damn good, but he also got 4 inches on the outside corner his whole career. So
he did.
And if he didn't, Bobby Cox got thrown out of the game. So anyway. Yeah, I mean, they don't. You know who should file a class action lawsuit? All these cities that built baseball, these spring training facilities.
Yes.
And yeah. Now this is like three
taxpayers of Fort Myers are on the hook.
Yes, this is 3 years in a row. Mm-hmm.
Fort Myers has two of them.
Two. Mm-hmm. Yes, they got two of them.
Yeah.
Everybody else in Florida and Arizona, they should sue these. They should sue MLB and the teams they built these stadiums for millions.
Now, they're all independently operated? Is that how it works? Or does a team own the facility?
No, the cities usually own them.
The city
own
does,
them.
Okay.
But they have leases to... The leases must say you have to have played so many games there that year or something, right?
Yes. Okay. Yep.
Got to be a reason they spent all that money. They should sue the living crap out of them.
Here, I found it. Greg Maddux faced 20,421 batters in his career. Only 310 of those ever reached a 3-0 count, and of those 310, 177 were intentional walks.
Wow. Wow.
That's pretty amazing. That's impressive. Yeah.
Yes, and plus he loved to play golf.
Yes, he did.
He was in a hurry. If it was a day game, he thought he could get nine holes.
Did you ever see that video of him going undercover, by the way? I think it was Chris Bryant the year after the Cubs won the World Series, and Bryant was doing some promotional video for Nike or whoever's apparel he was endorsing at the time. And they said, hey, we're going to do some video of you at this Arizona complex or whatever. And the groundskeeper over here, he wants to throw to you. And it's Maddux dressed up as a groundskeeper guy. He's like, who the hell is this guy? Just zipping him in there. Still, it was pretty good.
Yeah, that is. The famous golf story is, though, that Maddux, Smoltz, and Glavine always play golf together. And they're flying back from the West Coast. They've been gone for 16 days. And Maddux says, hey, I got us a tea time tomorrow at the Atlantic Country Club or something like that at 11 o'clock, and Smoltz said, nah, I can't. I haven't seen my family in
2 weeks.
16
right?
days. I got the kids. He says, bleep the family. This is golf. Come on. See, he was a crude guy. He came off as the most boring guy ever. He was an extremely crude
Who's the guy
fella.
Who couldn't throw to first?
John Lester.
That's Lester. I fired him.
No, you were going to fine him.
I'll fine him $250,000 every time he tried to throw the first.
He retired.
Good. He should.
Yeah, he did.
He was
retire.
A good pitcher.
Okay. No, you can't throw the first. You're not good at anything.
No. Anyway, a pox on both their houses.
Okay.
A pox on both
their houses. Now, are you willing to share with the public?
Now, I was listening to Tom Reed's broadcast the other day when I was in the vehicle on the radio broadcast of the Wild.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy he was with, they were recalling the era of playing without a helmet.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I forget that Tom Reed and all these guys played without a helmet. And I'm wondering, did you play without a helmet?
No.
Even from your youth group, they'd already
they were prehistoric.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have offered much protection, but we wore helmets.
So when
my dad didn't wear helmets.
So when did you first play youth hockey?
When?
Yeah, 60s sometime.
1960.
Early 60s. Yeah. Okay, so you already had helmets then, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Because the NHL, Willie Platt didn't wear one till late 70s, and he got grandfathered in for not wearing one. But you forget that these guys...
I think Bill Masterton turned things around
a
little.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he did. That's true. He died at
And even the refs, ice. Andy Von Helmet on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Andy Von Helmet on.
Yeah, people thought, you were ridiculed if you were playing without a helmet. Right. So when did the high schools all started playing them by the late 60s, and when Warroad was playing Edina, they would have been wearing helmets.
Yeah, and I'm gonna go out on a limb and say I bet high school... Well, the tournament started in 1945.
Yeah, they didn't have helmets for a long time.
I got to think in the 50s, those kids were wearing those primitive helmets.
My dad did.
When International Falls came down here, the dynasty.
I can see it in my mind's eye.
57, I think, was when my dad graduated, and they did not have helmets on for Winona.
And with your dad, that still is reflected, right?
Yes. Exactly. 100%.
But I was just trying to, because the NHL, Reed started off playing with them. When did the North Stars start wearing, Bill, as you say, probably Bill Masterton?
Well, 68 or 9. Mm-hmm. When was the All-Star game where Masterton died? Was that 67?
It wasn't an All-Star game. It was a regular season game, wasn't it?
But it was the All-Star game awarded to the new arena.
I'm on it.
I think.
I don't think it was an All-Star game. Maybe I'm wrong. But it was the first season here, though, right?
The fall of 67 was the first season here. So the season of 67-68 was the first NHL season in Minnesota.
Yes.
It wasn't until Bill Masterson's fatal incident in 1968 that NHL players became more open to the idea of using helmets.
Yeah. What day was it?
It was January 13th, 1968, a contest against the Oakland Seals.
Oh, so it wasn't an All-Star game.
And they'd only been, so that would have been like their third month here then when he died.
Yep.
The first hockey player to regularly wear a helmet was George Owen when he played for the Boston Bruins in 1928-29.
Can you imagine?
I think Jacques Plante was the first goalie to even wear a mask.
Can you imagine the taunting that Owens received?
Hey, you know what you are? You're a bellows.
Are you going to share? You want to share with the public your solution to the NHL in terms of Ukraine?
Yes.
Oh boy.
I'm taking what I admit is a controversial stance.
It is.
We should deport all the Russian hockey players. Yep. Everyone who's here on a work visa. Mm-hmm. Now, you can apply for citizenship and denounce Putin. Then we can maybe let you stay.
All right.
But
what do we do with Ovechkin, who's Putin's buddy?
He's on the next jet home, and he's paying for his own ticket. Of course, we're not letting him fly into Russia. We're going to drop him off in Poland and let him walk across the border.
What does he mean? What do you mean he's taking the next jet home?
The Ruski.
We're kicking him out of here.
I'm throwing him out of the country. If you're not willing to, what is the IOC and the World Cup soccer and stuff waiting for? Why don't they ban every Russian athlete?
World Cup soccer is not banning them. FIFA is not kicking them out.
They're not having games there. Right. But have they announced they're not kicking them out?
I read that today.
Yeah. They have not yet done it.
Right.
But. They got to kick him out.
Kasparov, it was nice watching you for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did see, though, that Louis C.K. was very vocal on Twitter how he's canceling his shows in the Ukraine.
Yeah.
Thanks, Louis. We appreciate you taking that stance.
Sold more than the Beatles in Zimbabwe.
If you wanted to show me something, you'd go to Ukraine.
Do the show.
Right. Do the show.
I'm putting on a vest and I'm. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Go over and get a gun. This is unbelievable, Joe. This is one of the most amazing events of our lifetime.
Yes, it is.
That he just decides I can have that country. They're Nazis. How did they become Nazis?
Well, he's lying, obviously.
I know.
He's doing everything he can to lie. Mm-hmm. He's a moron. He's a bad guy.
Yeah, he is. I don't know what you know.
What will satisfy him?
Is he going to keep going when he gets to the Ukraine border? That's when World War II-III starts.
Well, you're having missile attacks today as we speak. Wait,
I'm gonna put in the Rye with Royce Center. Will you please say again what you said about Putin? Just a few moments
ago. He's a bad guy.
Oh, that's a hot sports take.
Hot sports take.
Yeah. Well,
thanks, Dez.
It's unbelievable.
Putin has hired 400 mercenaries via Africa to fly in. They've been in Ukraine, and they're charged with killing Zelensky.
Mm-hmm.
Hotshot mercenary fighters.
400 of them?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't he send his own? He's got to have more mercenaries than that.
I have no idea.
Where's that story come from?
I got it right here. I'll find it for you. Mm-hmm. It's right here.
Mm-hmm. Because if the Russians don't do it, we can blame it on somebody else then, right? Okay.
According to the London Times, the Kremlin has sent more than 400 Russian-paid mercenaries into Kyiv with the mission to assassinate Zelensky. The Wagner Group, a Russian private military company accused of covertly working with the Russian government, flew in mercenaries from Africa to Kyiv about 5 weeks ago, the Times of London reported. The assignment is to take care of this guy for high financial bonuses for them.
My cartoon bubble of elite, it's not guys coming from Africa. Yeah. You know, when you see elite, I mean, I'm thinking trained...
They got some of these guys that go into villages and kill everybody because they're the wrong religion and stuff. You know, they've done a pretty. They got the.
You're starting to sway me. You're bringing me back.
We need Mitch Rapp.
They got.
Oh my God! Yes.
Yeah. We need Mitch Rapp. I have a job for him.
Mm-hmm. But
should he choose to take it?
Should he choose to take it?
It's certainly. I think the whole thing lessens my concern about baseball.
Right.
Know? Yeah.
What was the Joe? You know, the one story you never got to was the yacht story.
Oh, the there's a Ukrainian.
Let's blow up his yacht.
There's a Ukrainian. Well, I can find it for you.
Oh, I thought you had it in your pile.
I can find it. It's a Ukrainian guy. He was the chief engineer on one of these oligarchs' yachts.
Mm-hmm.
He sunk it. Because he sunk it on the guy, his boss.
Because he was Russian. His boss was Russian.
And an arms dealer.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute he heard that Russia had attacked Ukraine, he went in the engine room and he started figuring out how to sink it.
Okay. That's good.
I'll fight it. Keep talking.
That's good.
I have it right here. Ukrainian sailor sinks Russian boss's $7.7 million luxury super yacht.
That's not much of a yacht, though, $7.7
million. It looked nice.
No,
it's a nice boat.
Is there any way we can get at Putin's billions?
That'd be a good thing to do.
We're trying to. We probably can't. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not bad, huh?
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, it is. It looks more expensive than $7.7 million. It does. That looks a little large for a mere $7.7 million.
Lady Anastasia.
That's the name of the boat. Yeah.
This is what's called. Yes.
Is no more.
It's more. So like,
he didn't sink it, but he flooded the engine room, which is going to cause the owner a lot of grief.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did you get very far, by the way, on the Suchere themed tweet from Friday night's Timberwolves game?
Yes. I don't know. I D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah.
Had 23 points in the fourth quarter. He was out of his mind.
Why can't he do it every
night? And I said, Joe right now has watched the fourth quarter and said, why doesn't he do this every night? You know, I agree with you.
Yeah, why not
every
night?
We're paying a guy like $28 million a year.
Right.
He should do it every night, right?
I agree.
Boy, I was out of town. I was driving back. But the stinkeroo they had against Philadelphia, Alan Horton was hysterical. Alan Horton does their solo play-by-play.
Yeah.
And he's got no chance to ever work at Bally Sports North.
Because he tells it like it is.
And he went from disgusted in the middle of the fourth quarter to hilarious the last four or five minutes as he was putting down his squad for this effort. You know, they scored like six straight points, and he said, yeah, they still trail by 28 or something. You know, he was not willing to cut them any slack. And I talked to him about it a couple weeks ago. I saw him because I'd heard him ripping them after that game in Sacramento when they got outscored 34-11 or something in the fourth quarter. And he said, you got to tell the truth. He said, he says, you can't, people just think you're a fool if you're just. And I said, yeah, well, you're never going to work on BSN.
A couple of years ago, Joe, Alan had filled in for Patrick on a day that Patrick had taken off. And Manny, being the NBA savant that he is, dug up a couple of Horton's calls, given that Alan was going to work with us that day. And this was an all-time doozy. This was from a couple of years ago because Kevin Love was still on the team when Alan filled in.
Down by two, 198, inbound to Love on the left side with one dribble. Goes up for the shot. It's blocked by Marion. The ball comes into the arms of D'Alembert. The horn sounds and the ball game is over. Rubio off to Love. Oh, that's a foul! That is unbelievable. Referees are booed as they go off the floor. Brutal! David Guthrie is right there. Didn't have the guts to call it. Also, go Ed Malloy! 198, he was sitting right there along the baseline and didn't make the call.
Yeah.
Any replay you look at shows that that was a foul. Timberwolves fall 198.
Now, he isn't that big of a rep. If
it's deserved,
he would have done the same thing. He would have done the same. He'll rip them when they're bad.
Do it in real time.
That's a foul!
But the famous one is Ed Malloy. But also Friday night. Now, they got him at the next level, so he's not at the court side anymore.
Oh, he's up on the, okay.
But Joe, this, they're getting beat by 30.
Yep.
And they have like a 5-minute review,
oh,
like
God.
They have. And he's screaming, "What is going on here? Play! What are you? Who cares? Who cares?" You know, he's just screaming at him, like, "Come on, let's go!"
Hey.
I mean, they had two reviews that consumed like 8 minutes in the last 2 minutes of a 30-point game.
I meant to ask you this. When was Florida in town to play the Wild? A week ago Friday?
It was last week.
A week ago Friday.
They're good.
Why was that on ESPN Plus?
It was on ESPN Plus and Hulu.
Well, I couldn't watch
part
it.
Part of their new deal.
Oh, no, man. I'm not joining this.
Part of their new deal is ESPN 3 is just, you got to go online and you got to order it, right?
Yep.
You
got to
pay for it.
They ain't doing that.
And then the Hulu, Hulu is somehow
it's
in
it's a streaming
the,
service.
Yes. I get it.
They're part of the package. I believe they're
in with the NBC own them.
With
so,
Turner.
So I could have watched the game.
Turner owns it.
You could have.
If you had Hulu.
But I don't know if we do.
This is the only way.
You see it in your remote?
Because of this deal, Joe, this is the only way that NHL is going to get highlights in ESPN. It's because of this particular deal.
Yeah, and they have the deal, but once in a while. Now, I got Hulu, so when I popped onto Hulu, the top of it said, "Watch the hockey game."
Yep.
So, but I got every streaming service. It's costing me more with my streaming services than it cost me with Comcast, I think.
Yes.
The wife is, every time she sees a show she likes, she orders a streaming service. I got Paramount. I have no idea why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got several others.
For one show that she likes.
It's not worth arguing about.
Why were we talking before the show about your hospital visit in Philly? What prompted that? What were we talking about?
Oh, going out to...
No, I was suggesting that...
Well, we were initially talking about the government.
Air travel.
When you mentioned Woodstock...
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
You mentioned Woodstock, and I was saying, I wish
that's
I'd
right.
been there.
Right.
You know, it was, you know...
Well, you took some drugs once.
I did take drugs.
But in the hospital.
In the hospital,
yeah.
Drugs.
Yeah.
Well, it starts with the highlight. I forgot about that.
Yeah, Wild, because he starts it out with...
Now we cut to Patrick, who's in a hospital.
Yeah. After gallbladder surgery.
No, this isn't the one from Philadelphia?
No, this is gallbladder.
It's labeled Pat's in the hospital.
I can't believe what a trooper you are.
Let's play hockey.
Oh, God. Are you all right?
It's gone.
The gallbladder.
The gallbladder is gone.
Did you save some for me?
I don't think there's many pieces left, Rook.
Are you in the hospital?
Yeah, I'm in the, I don't know where.
Let's hear about it. 52,000 feet and you're breathing fine.
Are you doing this against doctor's orders?
There's no doctor around here. No, I'm doing good, but I think I'm out of recovery. I'm just upstairs. But these drugs are just a wonderful invention.
This is a radio first. This man just had his gallbladder out.
Well,
does it hurt to laugh?
No, but I'll tell you what, if you ever want to go to sleep, go see Dr. Lee.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Dr. Lee said, good night. Next thing I knew, I didn't have any gallbladder.
It's all good.
Dr. Lee can put you to sleep,
yeah.
Baby.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
are you sitting in a chair?
I'm in the bed, kind of propped up here now.
Great mental picture.
You don't have to stay on with us.
No, I just thought I'd check in with you. I thought it would be a radio first.
It is absolutely radio Hall of Fame material.
I can't wait to replay it for you.
Is the DA in the room with you?
No, hell no. She hasn't showed up yet. She dropped me off and... She's got the step dog to worry about. What the hell is she got to worry about me for?
What did they say she had to worry about? The
biggest, thrill of my life was coming here today, and there's a SUV coming about 400 miles an hour, and she's going to make a little right-hand turn right in front of me. So my last act was to bellow out, stop. She was very offended.
It almost sounds as though you've had a bout of dental work.
I don't know what it sounds like, but the nurse just came in to make sure my blood pressure's all-time low, baby.
That's good, isn't it?
That's the way you should tell the nurse. It's at an all-time low, baby.
123 and over 68 or something. Pretty soon it's going to be zero. Is that good or bad?
Well, zero would be good, not good.
Zero wouldn't be good. Yeah. Hell of a hockey game Ruck took his daughter to last night.
Yeah, could you describe some of it from last night?
I'm having pains. I'm getting pains listening to you. You know what's going to happen?
They sound a little goofy.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen? When these drugs wear off, you might be in pain.
I have right now. They keep asking me what's the pain, and I say about 2 on a scale of 10.
That's nothing.
No.
Of course, you're loaded with heroin.
Right.
I don't know what it is, but... I told you I ended up in the emergency room Sunday morning in Philly, didn't I?
No.
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
I had a gallbladder attack. Thomas Jefferson Memorial University Hospital. First guy to ever actually pay. Me and every homeless guy in Philly were in there. Was
How did you know you were having an attack? You just had pains?
No, because I was keeled over and back pain and every other pain. So anyway, this is a cakewalk compared to that, John.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was of an 8, and this is a 2. So
yeah.
Those days are over. But it was, I did get to hear about the guy next to me's penis there.
Here we go.
And Philly, and that was, I could have done without that.
I could have done without that.
You've gotten us this far. What was wrong with it?
Fluids that nobody preferred to look at.
When do you prefer to, anyway?
He claimed he didn't have sex in 7 years, so the doc was trying to figure out where all this came from. But,
a little build-up, maybe.
Yeah, I guess it could have been, but... I don't know. That was the low light of my trip to Philly, that's for sure.
Well, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
What did they do for you at the hospital in Philly?
Drugs, baby.
Oh, drugs.
Viladin, you ever hear that?
No.
Oh, man. You'd never go to work again. Yeah, that stuff.
Now, back to the other guy.
Actually, my young lady is in here. She wants to take my vital, so I better go here.
Yeah, okay.
Just thought I'd check in.
Well, very nice of you. And Don, do you get to go home tonight, do you think?
I hope so.
Okay.
Goodbye.
I hope so.
Oh, God, I forgot they were there. That was one call.
Now, that wasn't Monday that I had surgery. I wonder how come I hadn't told you guys about the guy in Philly earlier.
I don't know.
Wasn't that when you called in daily?
Yes.
To GL?
Yeah. I don't know why I hadn't. I guess maybe I needed drugs to remember that.
Why were you in Philly? Remind me.
Covered something.
NFC playoff game of Carolina and Philadelphia.
Okay.
That was when Donovan McNabb lost to the Carolinas. And,
that's right.
It was their third straight loss to.
Boys, Putin's propaganda chief has just threatened the West with 500 nukes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why would what's he want us to do?
Even his generals are stunned after this alert.
Mm-hmm. Well, what?
Bend over and kiss your ass goodbye.
Well, what is he? We're not fighting him in Ukraine. He's mad about the economic sanctions or what?
His name is what the hell is his name? He's a TV host, Dmitry Kislyov, told viewers across Russia's 11 time zones that the West would be blown to smithereens with more than 500 nuclear warheads if it continued to threaten Moscow. What have we threatened Moscow?
Mm-hmm.
Sanctions.
No, we have not. I don't believe so.
Sanctions. So, yeah, well.
So is it safe to say the first round of negotiations didn't go very well?
Mm-hmm. And he says this will guarantee the destruction of the USA and all other NATO countries. Our subs can shoot more than 500 nuclear warheads.
And, the other day 2 days ago, I was looking through the old TCM movies that you can look through and see what's available.
Yeah.
And Dr. Strangelove was there, and I usually, when I run across it, I watch some of it, but I thought, might be a documentary in this
not
case.
Not today.
So,
yeah,
I'm not watching it right now. That might be a documentary. Well, the only thing that really frightens you is that the guy's nuts, if he's crazy.
We don't know.
If Putin's crazy.
Yeah, he's acting like he is.
If he does not mind going down in history as Hitler, you know, mm-hmm. if he does not, I mean, if that's what he's...
Now you got a Ukrainian ambassador calling for Putin to kill himself like Hitler did in his bunker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I don't know.
Okay.
So, I mean, you Kiev...
Russia thrown out of Soccer World Cup. Okay. That just happened.
Okay, good. Yep. Kiev is going to fall here pretty soon, and then we'll see what happens, probably, right?
What was chicken Kiev, Rook?
Oh, it's delicious.
Oh, it is. You got a little butter and cheesy stuff in the middle, and it's great.
No, it's pounded out chicken breast,
yeah.
and then you mold it. But Pat's right. You have the butter inside there, the garlic.
Butter. I don't do butter.
Oh, it's really... That's
hey.
If you get a good one, it's fantastic.
I told you, Mr. Pekarna's. Hey, you, Reavers.
Yes, sir. Sorry.
Pekarna's Chicken Kiev.
Ooh, really?
Out of this world.
Where's that?
Frozen. It's frozen.
It's in my new hometown of Jordan, Minnesota.
That's what he's going to get you. Your Christmas present is going to be summer sausage from Pekarna's.
Boy, now I want summer sausage.
I want Chicken Kiev, man. That's
Chicken Kiev, outstanding.
Is Pekarna's a meat market?
Meat market in Jordan. And when I lived in Prior Lake,
way ahead of you.
We make visits every 2 weeks.
Really?
Yes.
It's that good.
In fact, Pat and I did a show the day that the state amateur baseball tournament opened. Yes. And so I'm sitting in the Jordan Mini-Met press box with Judd, and here comes Pat, and he slops down 60 pounds of summer sausage.
Is it real spicy?
Oh, it's just fantastic.
Is it real spicy?
No, you can get it spicy, but the regular summer sausage is outstanding.
The highlight of the Jordan baseball tournament was... pork burgers from Pekarna's.
Yes.
You could get a pork burger that was... But on the way home, I pounded on the back door, because they close at 2 on Saturday, but I pounded on the back door and bought a supply.
Yeah, because that was for the road trip home.
Mm-hmm. So
he has no idea what I just showed.
No, that's okay.
I don't think
okay.
He knows.
We'll explain it to him once we're done recording.
Sure. No, we'll do it off the air.
Yeah, we'll do that off the air.
Anyway...
Now I'm hungry.
I recommend it highly. By far the best meat market in the metropolitan area.
I have not enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to try the Chicken Kiev.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chicken Kiev.
You're placing an order for me to go get it then for you. Okay, yes.
My
good.
Guy Highland, Frankie Highland,
yep.
Who I worked with in the St. Cloud Times, the late, great Frankie Highland, liked his whiskey. But he worked at the Atlanta Journal for years.
I knew Frankie.
But about every 2 years, he'd call me up and said, send me one of those horse penises from Pekarna's.
He probably didn't face it. He probably didn't phrase it like that.
He might have had
a
little different term for the penis part. But he said, send me one so I'd mail him a summer sausage from Pekarna's. You know, get there in about 4 days, and it was still great.
Wouldn't you have to... Box it up
in
ice.
Box, book it. Summer sausages.
You're good. You can leave that
room temperature.
Wow.
Room temperature.
I'm learning a lot today.
That, that was, yeah, right. That's right. That's right.
Here we go.
Yeah. It's and you've already trained the Reavers boys to like it already.
I bought 2 pounds the first week.
2 pounds? Get a horse penis.
Well, I bought 2 pounds the first week that we moved in, the first weekend that we had been fully moved in, and it was all gone by Monday.
Yeah.
How far are you from this place?
Maybe 2 miles.
Well, that's nothing.
No, it's
downtown
nothing.
Jordan. Yep. But it's... You got to pick your hours, because sometimes, like on Friday.
If you go there on a Friday afternoon, pack a lunch, because you're going to be there for a while.
Mm-hmm. But it's called what?
Pekarna's.
Pekarna.
Hey, but and you got to say, there's dozens of these places in little Minnesota towns. Like Nicollet, Minnesota, little town outside of
I know where
Mankato.
Nicollet is, yeah.
They got two of them.
Really?
Schmitz and the other ones, and it's like.
Yep.
Where do you get your meat? Schmitz or the, I can't remember the other was.
And you're loyal to one of the brands. Yeah, yeah, you don't violate. You don't go across the street.
The town's got like 500 people in it. Right. Two meat markets. I don't know.
Well, the meat growing up, the best one for me was the Nearstrand meat market outside of Faribault. That was a great meat market. Good,
yeah, there's the old time. Well, the,
how about the, those baseball talks? Yeah. Are they going to happen?
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't. But hey, if they don't play baseball, you can go to Jordan.
Yep.
Watch a ball
go
game.
Go watch a town ball game.
Buy
maybe.
Yourself a sausage and have a good time.
Will they heat it up for you?
Why would you want
Why
to?
Would you want summer sausage heated
Well,
up?
I'm thinking of like a brat or something.
Well, oh, God, they got brats. Yes, they got great brats. Probably the best brats of anywhere in the metro area. They don't, you know, they don't do a lot of goofy different flavors. They just kind of give you the brat.
Keep it simple. You know, just to show you, by the way, how much baseball kind of has fallen off. I saw your guy Lavelle is going on MLB Network today.
Really?
Not to discuss labor negotiations. Do you know why he's going on?
Food review?
Who is on the Twins' Mount Rushmore?
Oh, that's the Mount Rushmore.
I saw
what
that.
Is this?
The Mount Rushmore is the top four and everything. And 20 years ago, some...
I knew he'd go on a tirade.
Somebody.
Jackass.
Yeah.
Decided to call it a... Now, everybody, when they don't know what to do
right.
on ESPN or one of these talk shows, let's have a Mount Rushmore.
Who is your Mount Rushmore?
On Loon Soccer or
there
something.
There we go.
We got a Mount Rushmore.
Need four.
So it'd be Killebrew.
Yeah.
Killebrew would be Puckett. On the Mount Rushmore. Crew, Puckett. We got three of them.
And
it's got to be Tony.
Camila Pascual.
Tony. No, it's got to be Tony.
Is it got to be a hitter?
That's
well,
your, no.
I think Summit suggested the fourth spot would be between Tony and Mauer, but it's got to be Tony.
No, Tony Mauer, no. No comparison. I love Joe Mauer, but Tony wasn't anti-home run. Tony would hit one once in a while if he...
Well, know, if Gill called it, he definitely would side with Tony O and not Mauer.
What about the Mauer guy?
Yeah, he's still ripping Joe for not hitting any home runs, yeah, even though he retired 3 years ago. Yeah,
that'll be interesting when he hits the ballot.
Because that'll be in, what, 2 years?
Yeah. I'm guessing...
He'll get votes.
I'm guessing 30-some percent, and maybe he'll hang around and get there eventually, so... The newer generation probably has a kinder view of him than
well. Plus, the bar is going to be lower now for a lot of things, right? With pitcher wins and all sorts of things.
If he caught for four more years, it'd be a slam dunk. But you know, the fact that he moved to first.
What's wins above replacement mean?
Patrick, take it away.
I read about it in the Wall Street Journal, and they never explained what it means.
Wins, it means if you take an average player and put him in your lineup in a 162-game season, how many games does this guy, this good player, play above? How many wins is he worth?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's very subjective, and it's nonsensical, and I've never used it once in a column.
I would never hope to.
I am tweeting that face right now, George.
But it's, yes, it's a make-believe thing, but... We have, but you know what it has proved? Wins above replacement proves that Willie Mays was a good player.
Mm.
Henry Aaron was a good
player.
See,
and I didn't know that.
We never knew that.
I did not know
that. We never knew that until we had wins above replacement.
Here he goes.
We're not on TV, right?
No, we're not on TV. No.
Yeah. Show me. Right here. Lift him. He's lifting that horse.
We're not on TV. So,
he's lifting that little mini horse.
Yes, right. Yeah,
shut the pony.
The one you have on the mantle. Yeah. Oh. He goes into Christmas stockings with other stuff like that.
Okay. Oh, my God.
All right. Yeah. We teetered on the brink of bad taste today, but I don't think we fell over. No, that's right.
Well, you might have come close.
Hey, Vladimir, good luck. I hope you die this week.
That's a good way to wrap it up. All right. Thank you.
See ya.
EcoFun has e-bikes in stock. And why is that important? Because every other bike retailer is out of stock and will not be getting new e-bikes until December or January. You can't even get one for Christmas from them. The weather is warming up, so if you are in the market for an e-bike, scooter, or ATV, go to EcoFun right now. EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Talk with Tim Bloom, the owner of EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Tim and his family will help you select the e-bike that is right for you, and they will deliver it to your front door in the metro area. Right now, EcoFun has Bentelli e-bikes and Yamaha Motor Assist bikes in stock. EcoFun also carries the full line of Yamaha scooters, motorcycles, and a wide variety of Yamaha ATVs, including ATVs for kids. Check out EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake and online at EcoFunMotorsports.com and tell Tim that that old bicycler Patrick Ricey sent you.
It's Reavers here for Josh Arnold. Mr. Money Talk is what he's called around these parts. Josh has been an investment consultant since 1978. This extensive career has given him the experience needed to manage your money in both up and down markets. Josh provides independent, personalized investment planning to individuals and small businesses, including retirement plans. Josh has been doing this for quite some time, and the thing that separates him from the rest is he will always give you straight talk and never sugar-coated advice. When you invest for yourself or for your small business with Josh, you get the same straight talk that you would expect from Mr. Money Talk. You also get an investment consultant who will work proactively with you to create a strategy that fits your goals. You can also hear him at the end of Garage Logic every Tuesday and Thursday with a full report. Give him a call today for that free 48-minute financial consultation at 952-925-5608. That number once again is 952-925-5608. Or for more information, just visit his website, josharnoldinvestmentconsultant.com.